Un marché artisanal japonais aura lieu ce dimanche 10 septembre au Brewery Market au centre d'Halifax. Il est organisé pour la première fois cette année par trois femmes japonaises, Lisa, Fuki et Kikuno. Nous avons reçu les deux premières en entrevue pour nous présenter cet événement. D'abord, Lisa nous explique comment le Sakura Market a vu le jour.
So actually, I was the one who started thinking to host this event. I started thinking around April this year. And well, there are some reasons, but basically, I love markets. I'm a market addict, I would say. I attend Halifax Brewery Market weekly, and I just love the space, like markets and craft markets and stuff, because there is such a positive energy there, and it's such a nice place for people to get connected. You know, people have some small talks, and it's such a nice place. And I wanted to make a space for people like that. And I'm also from Japan, so I wanted to make something that's related to Japan. And that's, I think that's how it started.
Fuki nous raconte comment elle s'est joint à Lisa dans l'organisation de cet événement.
I was pretty used to organizing events on campus at Dow, but yeah, when I started, we looked into like government guidelines and regulations mainly. And from there, yeah, we've been contacting the government, mainly the public health mostly. And also we are connected with the Japanese vendors and businesses in Halifax who are suitable for this market. And we also got some interest from non-Japanese vendors who are like inspired by Japanese culture and arts. So yeah, that's pretty great start, I would say. And right now we are trying to figure out about the guidelines still, but it's flowing, so that's good.
Alors que ce marché permet de présenter la culture et les arts japonais à la population d'Halifax, il sert aussi à rassembler la petite communauté japonaise de la province. Il y aura donc une vingtaine d'artistes japonais.
So there will be 20 vendors, including vendors who sell sweets, Japanese food, crafts and art, and also there will be a Japanese craft workshops by Dalhousie Japanese Society.
Fuki nous explique comment ces artisans ont été trouvés.
So we did reach out to some of the businesses around Halifax that we already knew. Mm-hmm. And they are also involved as a vendor right now. But yeah, from other than that, we didn't know some of the businesses until we opened the application and we posted on Instagram and Facebook. So yeah, that was great to know for sure.
Fuki nous parle un peu de la population japonaise immigrant à Halifax.
One city in Hokkaido, that's northern part of Japan, is sister city, friendship, I think.
Yep. Yep.
It's Hakodate. And there are some students coming from there and some connections around. And also, I know a lot of students who were just here to learn language, English for a bit, for short term, but they just like Halifax and being here, mm-hmm. and they kind of started to think about like long-term living in Halifax, and which is same with me. But yeah, I think the people here is like really friendly, which is, it has like really different atmosphere from Japan, so really like that part, and also the view and all those things. Yeah.
Voici leur mot de la fin.
Yeah, please come join us. It will be a great event. And also, yeah, I just wanted to know, it's the first time doing the public event for us. So we kind of want to see more people coming in, and I hope it's going to be more successful than what we are expecting right now.
Yeah, I just want people to have fun, enjoy, and then get to know Japanese culture through art and crafts and food.
Nourriture, objets artisanaux et même calligraphie, si ce marché vous intéresse, il aura lieu le dimanche 10 septembre de midi à 13h au Brewery Market. Merci à Elisa et Fuki pour cette entrevue, c'était Adèle de C98 pour IGL Halifax.